KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 15 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady at 15 for the past several hours. We look for it to be cloudy and breezy today with a high around 29, winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Authorities in Montgomery County report three arrests took place Friday night. Just before midnight, deputies arrested 34-year-old Joseph Earl Main of Villisca and the 1400 block of Highway 71. He faces the felony charge of felon in possession of a firearm and was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Main was being held on $5,000 bond. At around 10 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Jacob Nathaniel Forward of Red Oak on an active Montgomery County warrant for a probation violation. Forward is being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And just before 9 p.m., deputies in Montgomery County arrested 19-year-old Dylan Joseph Hansen of Omaha on a valid warrant out of Pottawatomie County for theft in the fourth degree. Hansen was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a Nebraska man was arrested late Friday night on a valid Fremont County warrant. 45-year-old David Balfour of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. on charges that include three counts of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third offense, conspiracy to commit a felony, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on two counts of felony contraband. Balfour was transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on $27,300 bond. A routine court proceeding Friday in Union County turned into much more. Jerry Dillinger, arrested last month for the deaths of two people in Union County, pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder. Michael Motzinger is a special agent with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation.
Obviously, it's very rare that someone pleads guilty to first-degree murder. It just doesn't happen that often.
37-year-old Dillinger was immediately sentenced to life in prison. He was accused in the death of his ex-sister-in-law, Loretta Dillinger, whose body was found in a farm pond near Lorimore. He faced a second count of first-degree murder in connection with the discovery of another body in Thayer. That second victim was identified for the first time Friday in court as Loretta Dillinger's boyfriend, Michael Robinson of Des Moines.
We believe the victim to be Michael Robinson. Through our investigation, through talking with Mr. Dillinger, everyone has stated that it is Michael Robinson. But with that being said, we're still waiting on the scientific analysis and DNA.
Union County Attorney Tim Kenyon said Jerry Dillinger shot both of the victims, dumping Loretta Dillinger's body in the pond and burying Robinson's body.
I guess I feel like the criminal justice system did its job today, and the family, I think, is pleased with the fact that they can begin the process of moving forward.
Elsewhere in area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 20-year-old Stephen Witz of Clarinda on a valid Montgomery County bench warrant for probation violation. The arrest took place Friday afternoon. Deputies arrested Witt and took him to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on $10,000 bond. Witt was also arrested on a Page County bench warrant in violation of probation and was being held on $5,000 bond for Page County. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Adair County man was arrested Thursday night. 53-year-old James Kermit Cook of Greenfield was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. Cook was being held at the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. State and local officials announced a massive grant approved for Iowa from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to go toward flood reduction and the improvement of water quality. Among the identified flood reduction and targeted water quality efforts is the East Nishnabadna and West Nishnabadna rivers. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds said the grant is nearly $97 million.
From water infrastructure projects in Dubuque, Coralville, and Storm Lake to investments in our rural landscape, this grant will build on the great work that really has already been done and that they've been working on.
The grant approved for Iowa is the fourth largest in what's called the National Disaster Resilience Competition.
Some of the highlights of the funding include $8.4 million for Dubuque Healthy Homes Project, $23.1 million for Dubuque Infrastructure, $6.5 million for Storm Lake Infrastructure, $1.8 million for Coralville Infrastructure, and $31.5 million for investments in nine targeted watersheds.
Governor Terry Branstad was asked about criticism that this public money is being spent on what some consider to be a private problem.
It's a public problem. It's a problem we all have. We want to reduce flooding. I go way back with this. The flood of 93, And we lived through that here in Des Moines. Des Moines was the largest city at that time that had lost its waterworks because of flooding. And a lot of work has been done to mitigate that.
HUD Regional Administrator Jennifer Tidwell says the cooperation among all levels in Iowa impressed them.
It is evident that the state of Iowa's partnerships have worked extensively through this competitive process to strengthen their plan to reduce flood risk and improve water quality.
And as mentioned, included among the nine watersheds receiving grants is the East and West Nishtabotna Rivers, along with the B Branch Creek, Clear Creek, the English River, North Raccoon River, Middle Cedar River, Upper Iowa, and the Upper Wapsipinicon River. The amount of money given to each area is still being worked out as they move ahead with the formal contracts. It's expected to take 3 to 5 years to complete all the work. Taking a look at our funeral announcements on KJAN, Frank J. Clausen of Anita died January 12th at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Frank Clausen will be today at 10 o'clock at the Anita American Legion Building. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Ruth Hansen, age 88, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Ruth Hansen will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Church at the Manning Hossbarn Heritage Park. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Kenneth Custer, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Custer will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald James Jim White, age 73, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Jim White will be today at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. David Christofferson, age 59, of Kimbleton, died January 16th at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Christofferson will be held today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Larry Patton, age 74, of Harlan, died January 14th in Tavares, Florida. Funeral services for Larry Patton will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Estelle Rose, age 102, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Estelle Rose will be today at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Beulah Nevitt, age 93, of rural Adair County, died Monday at Iowa Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Beulah Emily Nevitt will be today at 2 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home, Dexter Chapel, has the arrangements. Joan Jackson, age 67, of Lewis, died January 7th at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for Joan Jackson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Lewis Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Veronica Mader, age 87, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A Mass of the Resurrection for Veronica Mader will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Bobby Rutherford, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Bobby Rutherford will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Melissa Missy Jones, age 49, and John Allen Maxwell, age 39, both of Walnut, died Tuesday as the result of a traffic accident west of Atlantic. A visitation for Missy Jones and John Maxwell will be held on January 30th from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Atlantic Senior Center. There will be no funeral services. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.